Chapter 11. Major Lee's Plan. An hour later, Major Lee called. He was laughing.
So, I hear there's no money, he said. Does Bo know?
No, he doesn't, I said.
Good, he said.
Meet us outside the house in half an hour. Major Lee's driver stopped the car outside the entrance. I got inside and sat next to Long Boy.
I'm sorry, young lady, said Major Lee. Now you won't get anything for your hard work.
I don't want anything, I said. I just want to help Grandma Amelia.
Well, I've got a plan, Major Lee said. I never liked Bo. He doesn't want to pay for our expenses.
We can teach him a lesson and help Amelia at the same time. That afternoon, Major Lee came to tell Grandma Amelia his plan. She listened carefully. That's a very good idea, she said. I'll do everything you say. The following day, Grandma Amelia called Bo to see her. Bo, I'm going to leave you everything I have, she said. Bo was very surprised. He said,
Well, thank you, Aunt Amelia.
I'm too old to look after the house now, Grandma Amelia said. I want you to be my legal guardian. You'll be responsible for all my bills.
Well, of course, if that's what you want, Bo said quickly.
You must take care of Mayflower, Amelia continued. She needs $500 a year. This made Bo angry. His face became red, but he tried to stay calm.
Oh, yes, Aunt Amelia, he said.
Good. You must sign all the legal documents tomorrow, Grandma Amelia said.
Of course, said Bo. Can I ask, how much money have you got?
Grandma Amelia laughed. Oh, Bo, I really don't know, she said. It's too much money to count. Bo smiled.
Can I have some money now to pay the bills? He asked.
Don't worry about that now, Amelia said. One day I'll die and you'll have it all. Until then, you can pay the bills with your money.
Of course, Aunt Amelia, Bo said. Bo left. He was feeling very happy.
Our plan was a success, Grandma Amelia said. That idiot will do anything I say. He's going to get millions. That's what he thinks. Well, now Bo is paying all our bills, so Grandma Amelia and I could buy anything we wanted. First, Grandma Amelia got workers to paint the house. Then Mayflower and I went to a shop to buy furniture for the house. Mayflower ordered a big refrigerator and things for the kitchen. We bought a beautiful radio for Grandma Amelia. We were going home in the taxi, and finally I had an idea. Grandma Amelia should have a car, I said.
Who will drive it? Said Mayflower.
We'll find a driver, I said. Our taxi stopped at the most expensive automobile agency in town. The salesman was surprised to see a servant and a little girl. We're buying a car for my grandma, Amelia Sass, I said. Do you have any limousines? The salesman showed me an expensive black limousine. That's perfect, I said. Send the bill to Bo Goldsboro. He's always very generous to his aunt. Mayflower and I laughed a lot about that later. I loved Grandma Amelia and Mayflower very much, but I missed my old life with Long Boy. It was time to say goodbye. I put my arms around Grandma Amelia
and gave her a kiss. "You're a lovely child," Grandma Amelia said. "I'm going to miss you." Longboy was waiting outside. It was incredible. He was driving the old truck again. "Let's drive up to Kentucky," he said with a smile. "We can do some business with tobacco." I got into the truck, and it felt like home. The truck started without a problem. "I put a Cadillac engine in this old thing," Longboy said. Then he turned and gave me the biggest smile. He said, "I'm going to get you a better car than this, Sugar." But I didn't want a better car. I already had everything that I wanted.